Okay. Number two, if they're thinking that he's going to recoup the money from the concerts, like he's about to do 50 concerts in London, starting in London, et cetera, then I still think it's a bad play because I don't think he's going to make it. And then once he dies, or he is taken ill, which is actually, if you're looking to make your money back, the worst case scenario. I don't mean to be, you know, crass here, but if you've got money invested in Michael Jackson, if he just is ill and he can't finish the tour, then you're screwed both ways, right? And that was the most likely scenario. He wasn't going to finish no 50 tours, the kind of shape he was in,
right, but
50 concerts.
I feel like we're assuming whoever was invested or whoever he owed this money to were in dire needs and were like, oh, when's he going to give me this money? They're like, no, we're going to get our money. We don't need it right now, but we're going to get our money, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a bad bet.
Whoever he's renting that mansion from is not poor, put it that way.
Look, but here's the thing, final thing on it. It's not like they got something figured out and we don't. People are suing him left and right. Some prince from Bahrain gave him a boatload of money really recently and then realized, oopsie doopsie, this is a terrible investment, and then he sued him to get it back because he was supposed to write a book. Michael Jackson wrote a book. Come on. He was supposed to do another album. He didn't do any of that because he's off in Never Never Land, okay, in his head. So then he sued him. And he ain't going to see it. I mean, look, maybe he'll see a dime of it from the estate, but it's a bad gamble.
In fact, because of all these lawsuits, that's one of the reasons why he had that big auction, where he was auctioning off his glove and all this merchandise that he had accumulated over the years. He needed to make some money back so he could pay off some of this debt.
Yeah. And look, final thing, and this is, of course, taking it over the top. Jesus, Lord mercy.
I know. We need to do some serious damage control after the segment, I think.
Okay, but... Look, I think Michael had had enough, okay? Real pop psychology here and speculation. But, I mean, he was done, man. And he had told other people, probably the same thing that happened to Elvis will happen to me. I don't think he wanted to go on. And that, I know it's pop psychology, but that has an effect on people to some degree. That's why so many people die a year after their longtime spouse dies. Those are scientific studies that if somebody's been married for a long time, 40, 50 years, and their wife or husband dies, they usually die like a year after. Not usually, but more so than normal statistics would indicate. So, I don't know. Okay, but we'll leave it right there.